KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with the Check of Sports here on KJAN. It's being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
In sports from last night, high school basketball we had for you here on the radio. In boys' play, it was the Arweva Rockets doing enough to keep the Exira EHK Spartans at arm's length in a 57-45 win. In boys' hoops, it was a much closer game than the final score indicated, but the Rockets kept their record unblemished. Foul trouble hampered the Spartans from the first quarter on, with post-presence Dakota Rold picking up two first-quarter fouls and Drew Buchholz picking up three first-half fouls as well. Rold didn't play in the second quarter and wasn't on the floor long in the third before picking up his third foul and had to sit again. The Spartans got some great minutes from guys off the bench to keep the game within reach. Arweva went to halftime with a 25-19 advantage, and then led 41-33 at the end of the third quarter. Exira EHK head coach Doug Newton, after the game, was very proud of all his team's effort, despite a lot of youth on the floor.
Yeah, when you look out there and you've got four sophomores and a couple of them are not really battle tested, and then a junior that doesn't have a large amount of varsity minutes, but I thought they played their guts out there. And in the second quarter there, and we had to go to our bench, and they had their two starting post players back in there. I thought they still got some things done. Trevor Schultz came in there, made a couple plays. We rotated pretty well defensively with that second group in there, and we drew three charges. I think they were all in the second quarter. And we always talk about the weak side help. You got to be there early if you're late. Kind of like a baseball, the tie goes to the runner. But I thought we did a pretty good job playing with intensity there.
And the Rockets were led by Zach Krause with 16 points and Drew Shirky with 13. Arweva's now 17-0, and they'll face West Harrison today. The Spartans were led in the loss by Cole Burmeister with 13 points, and they are now 11-5 on the season. Next up for the Spartans is a makeup game on Monday on the road at Coon Rapids Bayard. Also in the girls' game last night, the Exira EHK Spartans honored their seniors and rolled to a big win over the Arweva Rockets, 80-21 in girls' hoops. Arweva started the game with a 4-0 lead, but once the Spartans got settled in, they quickly took over the game. They splashed in 30 points in the second quarter and had the game well in hand, 52-10 by halftime. Sophia Peppers led the way with 21 points all in the first half. Keeley Nelson also had all of her 16 points in the opening half. Between games, the Spartans honored their seniors, Sadie Schultes, Rachel Walker, Maggie Rasmussen, Mara Burmeister, and Alex Peterson. The Spartans moved to 17-0 on the season. They've now won 58 regular season games in a row. They're next have a makeup game on Monday at Coon Rapids Bayard. And Arweva was led in the loss by Leslie Luft with 9 points. The Rockets fall to 1-16, and once again they're in action today against West Harrison. Other high school basketball scores from last night, starting off with girls' play, it was Red Oak over Atlantic 65-55, HSTW beat Missouri Valley 45-30, Central Decatur over Bedford 68-14, Coon Rapids Bayard beat West Harrison 58-41, Des Moines Christian topped ACGC 64-15, East Mills over Heartland Christian 73-32, Essex was a 59-43 winner over South Page, Exira EHK topped Arweva 80-21, Glidden-Ralston 45-37 over Cam. Grundy Center was a 63-23 winner over Gladbrook-Rhinebeck. Also, it was IKM Manning beating Riverside 70-20, I-35 over Southwest Valley 68-40, Kemper Catholic beat Harlan 66-50, Lewis Central over Glenwood 67-33, Logan Magnolia beat Audubon 70-41, Martinsdale St. Mary's over East Union 50-27, Mount Air 83-30 over Southeast Warren. Also, Nottoway Valley beat Wayne 62-22. Ogden over West Central Valley, 44-38. Panorama beat Van Meter in overtime, 50-44. It was Perry over ADM in overtime, 67-62. Pleasantville beat Lenox, 50-36. Shenandoah over Creston, 45-39. Sioux City West beat Councilman Abraham Lincoln, 69-61 in overtime. St. Albert beat Denison Schleswig, 49-45. Stanton over Fremont Mills, 44-42. Trainer, 73-27 over Tri-Center. Underwood topped Griswold, 61-32. Also in girls' play, the Western Valley Conference Tournament first round, it was Kingsley Pearson over OABCIG 72-32. Maple Valley Anthon Otto beat River Valley 75-74 in double overtime. Ridgeview was a 49-48 winner over Lawton Bronson. Westwood beat West Monona 71-42. And it was Woodbury Central over Siouxland Community Christians 51-35. In boys basketball last night, the Atlantic Trojans picked up another win, 92-52 over Red Oak. HSTW was a 76-43 winner over Missouri Valley. Arweva, as we mentioned, topping Exira EHK 57-45. Cam beat Glidden Ralston 77-46. Carroll over Winterset 80-53. Central Decatur beat Bedford 57-24. Councilbus Abraham Lincoln over Sioux City West 61-57. Creston top Shenandoah 56-54. Denison Schleswig over St. Albert 54-42. Earlham topped Woodward Academy 57-52. East Mills over Heartland Christian 57-18. Harlan topped Kemper Catholic as they rallied in the fourth quarter to win 60-56. IKM Manning over Riverside 95-33. Logan Magnolia beat Audubon 67-51. Nottoway Valley was a 75-30 winner over Wayne. Ogden beat West Central Valley 62-51. It was Omaha Scut Catholic over Glenwood 82-74 in double overtime. Also, Perry beat ADM 51-41. Sydney topped Clarinda Academy 86-51. Stanton beat Fremont Mills 55-49. Tri-Center over Trainer 62-58. Underwood beat Griswold 73-26. And Van Meter beat Panorama 70-34 in high school boys basketball last night. Also in sports, a few women's college basketball games last night. It was DePaul beating Creighton 60-56. Drake topped Northern Iowa 88-79. And it was Mary beating Upper Iowa 59-57. Also in sports, Serena Williams has won her record 23rd Grand Slam singles title with a 6-4-6-4 victory over her older sister Venus in Saturday's Australian Open final. With her record 7th Australian title, the 35-year-old Williams moved ahead of Steffi Graf for the most major titles in the Open era. Margaret Court won 24 majors but collected 13 of those before the Open era. Also coming up here tonight, we have Iowa basketball as they get set to take on Ohio State. Pre-game at Carver Hawkeye is set for 6 o'clock, tip-off at 7 here this evening. That's a look at the latest in sports. Sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.